Several people in central Texas are dead after a mass shooting at a rural community church.
All we know is that the town of Sutherland Springs, someone walked in there and opened fire.
We will mourn the dead. We will lift up the families who are
hurting. People of Texas, join with you as we mourn the loss of innocent lives.
When you've experienced a trauma, memories can be like that, assaulting you with a cacophony of noise and emotions. Your heart races. Your breath comes quickly. You're back there. And sometimes they're a single moment, like a sudden shower of bullets, shattering the tranquility of worship and forcing you to the ground.
I crawled on my elbows under the pews up to the front corner and kind of got stopped with some other people in the way. And the shooter stayed on the outside of the building, and he just shot magazine after magazine after magazine straight into the building.
You crawl to a corner, whispering three names like a prayer.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Morgan. I love you, Olivia. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Morgan. I love you, Olivia. I don't know how many times I repeated it. My son's name is Morgan. My God is Jesus, and my daughter's Olivia.
Then the madman comes inside.
And he was literally putting people out. He was killing people individually. Instead of spraying bullets, he was shooting individuals. And he came over to my side of the church, and he shot me in the back, right under my neck. And so I'm sure he thought he'd kill me.
But he hadn't. David Colbath took 8 bullets that day, and he survived. He was taken to Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where they know physical wounds aren't the only ones that need immediate attention.
I was afforded immediate of waking up counseling. It's real important. I want you to understand that. Because I attribute that to my attitude today. I attribute God being with me and Christ leading me. But good PTSD help, good counseling from total professionals that have helped our warriors, I got the same kind of help.
And trauma is normal.
Trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event. Could be an accident, it could be rape, a natural disaster.
That's Mary Beth Fisk, the executive director of the Ecumenical Center, a counseling center that has worked with the survivors of this attack.
Longer term reactions include unpredictable emotions, flashbacks, strained relationships, and certainly physical symptoms like headaches and nausea, and bring about more long-term chronic disease as well if one doesn't work through that trauma.
Colbath has experienced most of those symptoms, including what's called an exaggerated startle response.
I was at a Spurs game, and somebody took 2 2x4s and slammed them together, and I nearly fell on the floor. I thought it was a rifle going off. It scared me to death.
But Colbath has taken advantage of the therapy he was offered at the hospital, and he's still going every month. There are several types of therapy that are designed to help trauma survivors move through and beyond their terrible experiences and finally into a phase called post-traumatic growth. Colbath says that process began for him when the bullets were still flying and he was whispering to the three loves of his life, Jesus, Morgan, and Olivia. Everything shifted for him in that moment, he says. He became a better man, a better father. When he arrived at Brooke Army Medical Center, a family friend met him there. Colbath entrusted her with a message.
Tell Morgan I love him. Tell Olivia I love her. I said, tell her. Don't forget. Tell her. Tell her. I'll tell him, David. I'll tell him. Don't worry. I'll tell him. I'm sorry.
Colbath says what was truly important in his life had crystallized, and since that day his life has focused on his relationship with his God, his church, and his children. Fisk, from the Ecumenical Center, says having faith and a religious family can help people heal. It can give you a way to make sense of your trauma and provide a support system to help you get through it. For the congregation of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, that's certainly been true.
A little slower for some than others, but you know, God is good all the time. I hope you record that. God is good all the time. And we all mourn and at a different level, at a different pace. And I think eventually all of us will be better people when it's all said and done.
As that day, November 5th, approaches, compounded by the news of the Tree of Life Synagogue massacre in Pittsburgh, Fisk says there's a very real risk that survivors and those in the larger community could fall back into their grief and their trauma. She urges everyone to limit the amount of news they watch and to be gentle with themselves and each other. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.